News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Union of Students in Ireland have warned young people to be cautious about engaging in activism while on their J1 to the US this summer. This is to do with the Trump administration clamping down on protests, in particular on college campuses. And Larry Donnelly, the University of Galway law lecturer and political columnist with The Journal, joins us now. Good morning to you, Larry. Is this going to be an issue? You know, a lot of our young people are very, engaged with the situation in Gaza, things like that, probably very anti-Trump, a lot of them too. Would you suggest that they soften their cough if they're in the US?
Well, I think the USI's advice is probably on the money. I think that caution is probably the right word, and it gives me no pleasure to say that, as you know, like generations of Irish students before them, they go off to what we always regarded as the land of the free and the home of the brave. But we see across the United States a crackdown on, in particular, college and university campuses, and on what we would commonly regard as free speech. And it needs to be said that while Irish students visiting the United States would enjoy constitutional protections just as American citizens, the fact is that there are certain limitations to that when it comes to United States national security. And we have seen that the Trump administration is construing that very, very liberally. So again, it gives me no pleasure to say it. But yes, I would advise caution when it comes to getting involved in any sort of protest, particularly those linked around college campuses, and particularly those having to do with Palestine and Gaza and Israel.
Yeah, so land of the brave is maybe not the time to be too brave if you're there at the moment. What about people? Because a lot of activism, you know, the keyboard warrior activism, Larry, goes on online, and many people have on their phones, they have their social media accounts where they may have said things about the Trump administration, may have said things about Israel or Gaza or that conflict. Is that an issue, do you think, going through immigration, for example? We have heard anecdotally of people's phones being looked at. Is that something people should be aware of and perhaps remove social media accounts? Are we at that level now?
I've heard some of the same things anecdotally. Look, I think that that is highly, highly unlikely, you know, given how much simply the volume of material that is out there and, you know, how many social media accounts there are, et cetera, notwithstanding efforts to surf around and see what might be there. I think that's unlikely. But again, I think caution is appropriate around this time. And if people do have, you know, posts out there that are very, very critical of Trump or the administration, et cetera, you know, could I say with definitively that that couldn't be a problem for them? No. I'm afraid I can't.
I know. And I hear you when you say that, you know, it gives you zero pleasure to be saying any of this. I suppose, lastly, for people who are going to the US, living there maybe for a period, 3-4 months, working there with other people, there is almost like a cultural narrative here. You know, the Democrats would tend to be more popular than the Republicans. Kamala Harris was certainly more popular than Donald Trump. People tend to be more pro-Palestinian than Israel. Is there perhaps a reason, or is this going far too far, that maybe talking about politics at all when you go to the US as an Irish student, perhaps expecting to meet people only of the same views as yourself, might be a little naive?
What I would say, and I say this to people in business, in academia, across all walks of life who are going to the United States, this is just a bit of common sense to me, but I think it's important to get it out there, is that, yes, we know where most Irish people stand on the Trump administration, but if you are going to talk politics, the way to gauge this is, if people are willing to engage at that level, you can take it at face value that they share your view, they share your values, they are on the same page. If, however, they are reticent, if they dodge the conversation, if they change the subject, you can take it fairly strongly that they are supportive of Donald Trump and the Republicans.
Okay. The First Amendment of the US Constitution, of course, free speech and the right to peaceful assembly, all up in the air a little bit at the moment. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Larry Donnelly there, University of Galway law lecturer and political columnist with
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.